Vitalis was the equivalent of a modern-day trust fund baby. Rich, thanks to his powerful family and absorbed with his place in high society, for Catullus there were little concerns in life. Poem 13 reflects this attitude, centered on a dinner party and the ever-interesting topic of women. In it, Catullus invites his closest friend Phoebulus to dinner, with a twist. In a practical joke, Catullus tells Phoebulus to come to his home in a nondescript time period of pretty soon. To the ancient reader, this would have automatically indicated that Phoebulus had been snubbed because a formal invitation would have included a date and time. Of course, Phoebulus would have jumped at the chance to visit Catullus and dine at the home of a man whose father had once played host to Julius Caesar, but unfortunately for Phoebulus, there's no such chance. Instead, Phoebulus would have to bring the food, wine, and women with him, for due to his empty purse, all Catullus would provide was the delicacy of his lover's scent. This is in keeping with the Roman tradition of a dinner invitation through poetry, followed by professions of poverty. Perfume was a symbol of status in Roman society and required by fashion, symbolizing wealth and power since perfumes were often made of imported goods. If Catullus was so poor as to not be able to afford dinner, he would definitely not have been able to purchase perfume. By having the perfume Catullus wears be the scent of a woman, it appears that Catullus is cheerfully mocking the customs of Roman society by implicating its undercurrent because it was believed that too much perfume was covering up the smell of sex. The scent is also used to compliment Lesbia, the woman in question, because Catullus believes it's something given to her by a supernatural boon from Venus and Cupid. Ungentum was a word that in Latin described the hair ointment of the oil men wore to social events, but does not seem appropriate to translate this word to such a definition in the context of poem 13. Lesbia was the bearer of the scent, so it should be translated as something more ethereal and feminine in order to honor Catullus's love for her. The smell is a transcendence of the gods and fits in with Catullus's trend of associating Lesbia with the physical senses. The lightheartedness of this poem is the perfect snapshot of Catullus's world. He had a great love for his friends, enough to immortalize them through poetry. This poem is only one of a few in which Catullus combines his friendships and his love in the same verse. Poem 13 is really about a group of friends enjoying each other's company and affectionately joking. In response to the poem's practical joke, Catullus meant for he and Phoebulus to exchange some playful verse. It stands out in a collection of Catullus's poetry because it neither mourns for a lost love nor insults a compatriot of society, but instead it seems written for an audience of one. Therefore, it transcends time to resonate with even the modern-day reader as a lovely tribute to friendship. My dear Phoebulus, pretty soon you will dine well at my house, God willing, and if you bring the meal with you. Oh, and another thing, do not forget a beautiful woman, delectable wine, entertaining wit. You must bring all of this if you wish to dine. For you see, my purse is empty and full of cobwebs, but in exchange you will get something else, the alluring, undiluted aroma given by the gods that her love and sex have left on my person. One sniff, Phoebulus, and you will pray to be all nose. Cannabis bene, mi fabule. Apud me, paucis si tibi defavent diebus, se tecum atuleris, bonum atque magnum canam, non sine candida puella, et vino, et sale, et omnibus cacinis. Haec si in quam, atuleris venuste noster, cannabis bene. Nam tui cituli, plena saculus et ara nearum, sed contra cipies meros amores. Seu quid suavius elegantiusque est, nam unguentum dabo, quod meae puellae, donarunt, veneris cupidinesque, quod tu cum olfacies. Deus rogabis, totam et te faciant fabule nasum.